truck galloped down the track until he reached the spot where he'd seen the three chariots turn aside and head into the dunes. Their tracks were so deeply etched into the sand that they might have been made by a single pair of wheels. At the moment, Xander rode up from the opposite direction at the head of the second column.
"Well done! You've turned the quarry! We have them now!"
Trock shouted at him.
"It's been a good chase!"
Xander roared back.
"What formation do you want me to keep?" "Take the rear guard once again. In column of fours, follow me!"
As he turned off to follow the fugitives, his two divisions of chariots fell in behind him. He looked ahead. Taita and his tiny party had already disappeared into a funnel of high sandhills, whose tops were purple and blue. The depths between them were sombre and shaded under the lowering sky. He had not gone 200 cubits when the outside chariots of the column were bogged down in the soft sand. He knew then why Taita had maintained such a tight formation. Only in the centre line was the earth hard enough to support a chariot.
"In single line ahead!"
He altered his formation.
"Stay in my tracks!"
The two combined divisions stretched out over half a league as they followed Trock into the uncharted wilderness, and the troopers looked up with mounting trepidation at the towering sand walls and the ugly sky above. Trock could not press his horses at the same killing pace, and they came down to a walk, but he could judge by the tracks Taita had left that he too was moving more slowly. They kept on for almost another league, until abruptly the land ahead changed character. From the soft sand waves rose a dark island of rock. It was like some small craft lost in the ocean of the dunes. Its sides were honeycombed and eaten away by the abrasive, sand-laden winds of millennia. But the peak was as sharp as the fang of some fabulous monster. On the peak, tiny with distance, stood an unmistakable figure, sparse and tall, with a wild bush of silver hair that glinted like a helmet in the strange and awful light.
"'Tis the warlock!"
Trock gloated to Ishtar.
"They've taken refuge in the rocks. I hope they try to fight us there."
Then to his trumpeter,
"Sound the battle call!"